Michael, let's move on a little bit to the President's Cup. Sure. Know that for the about 6-7 months ago, Royal Montreal was announced, and then you know when I continued to press forward with different things that were told to me, it sort of sounded like both Medina and Conway Farms were on the table for 26, and I had people arguing with me that there was no way that either Conway Farms or Medina would get the President's Cup in 26 because it was going to Harding Park, and thought that you guys would have a shot before 2030 of hosting the championship. And tell us a little bit about that process. Were you thinking, well, okay, if it's going to be at Harding Park in 26, we're interested in 2030, or was 2026 sort of on the table the whole time because it sort of seemed like Harding Park was maybe going to get some other options and they may not follow through with 2026 in the first place?
So great question. Let me take you back even a step further. So we got involved in the bidding process for a President's Cup. I wouldn't even say 26. And 26 is a relatively new phenomenon, of course, because of the date switch with the Ryder Cup, you know, getting pushed back to next year. But we were, you know, proactively thinking about our position relative to tournaments at Medina. And, you know, we're a club like, you know, other clubs in the area and across the nation that we enjoy hosting professional tournaments. You know, 80% of our members, we survey them, you know, every other year, and it's pretty steady level of support. So we're, you know, sitting there in 2018, knowing that 2019 BMW is going to happen, and, you know, what was going to be, you know, the next tournament or set of tournaments that we would do. So we formed a tournament committee, myself and several others who have some, you know, tournament hosting experience, and we looked at it from a, you know, a holistic perspective, USGA, PGA of America, PGA Tour, and it was around that time, actually it was in the fall of 2018, where we were notified that there was some interest by the PGA Tour to include Medina in a bidding process for a future President's Cup. And the date was not specific in the bidding process. And as we evaluated, you know, the realities of, you know, what was already committed, you know, to various tournaments, how far out, you know, they were committed, looking at the condition of our golf course, looking at the timing of when, you know, events would happen through the course of the year, we felt that it was a very good idea to participate in the process for a future President's Cup. So we accepted the request for proposal. We produced a written response and submitted it in December of 2018, along with several other clubs. The tour liked what what we had to say, you know, and obviously having hosted a match play event of the scale of a Ryder Cup, you know, was certainly something that was, you know, in our favor. But then we went to tour headquarters in Ponte Vedra at Sawgrass and met with their leadership and had a chance to, you know, tell our story and make our case face to face with them. And then that was in May of 2019. And then we hosted a delegation from the tour in conjunction with the BMW. So they could kind of see our operation firsthand. And then they made a second trip in February of 2020, you know, to talk to us about, you know, commercial terms. So it was a long process and a very involved process to get to this point. But then we were obviously awarded the tournament a little while ago. And, you know, they felt that, you know, we mutually felt that 26 would be the ideal date. And as it pertains to Harding Park, I really have no insights in terms of, you know, why the parties decided to, you know, make a change there. That's really sort of outside of our purview. But we're obviously delighted with 26. It you know, it's in the future, obviously. But, you know, again, one of the things we ask our members is, you know, what's the optimal time to host tournaments? You know, do you like to host them every year or every other year? And the results come back pretty resounding that, you know, it needs to be in the kind of that 6 to 8 year window is ideal for us. We don't want to get fatigued. We don't want to have too much disruption, you know, amongst the membership. So that timing worked actually very well for us.
You know, obviously with Harding Park, they're going to get a regular PGA Tour stop on a yearly basis, which you know, obviously is not what your club is looking for, but it is nice to know that the membership has supported major championship golf in a, you know, even a 6 to 8 year, once every 6 years or 8 year window, something like that. But I have to ask you, because I know it's been asked of me, and I've been getting the questions since 2013, hey, when is Medina going to get another Ryder Cup again? I know so many people who said that that was the first golf tournament they ever went to. They had so much fun. When is it coming back? And like I said, those questions have been going on for 7 years, and I have to believe that people are going to be excited that even though it's not the Ryder Cup, it's a Ryder Cup team style event, and people are going to be able to get out there and do some cheering and enjoy hospitality the way they did in late September 8 years ago.
So, look, we would love to host a future Ryder Cup. It would be quite a ways out in the future, just given, you know, the commitments that exist to date. And we had the conversations with Carrie Hague. So I wouldn't rule it out at some point in the future. But again, back to this notion of we wanted to have something on the calendar for us in that window. This just seemed like the prudent path for us to take. And you touched on something that was a key part of our thinking in terms of our decision to pursue the President's Cup opportunity. We want it to feel very much like the Ryder Cup. We're very aware that it is a growing event. It's an emerging event. It's only been around since the mid-90s. And the results, like it was in the Ryder Cup in the early days, are a bit lopsided. But there's a lot of things about this event that, you know, makes us very, very excited. And what we think our role could be in kind of taking it into the next stratosphere, right? We really love the idea that it sort of pits, you know, the best of established, you know, golf strongholds like the U.S., Australia, South Africa, and maybe to some extent Japan, but also features the rising stars in the developing nations and regions of golf. Whether you talk about China or South Korea or Mexico or Latin America and even other places, right? That really intrigued us. And we love the fact that this is an event that's about team competition, right? There's no purse here, and it has a very strong emphasis on charity, which really appealed to us. It's not a fly-by-night event by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, you have the top two sponsors of the PGA Tour in Rolex and Citi that are strongly behind this event. So that gave us confidence that, you know, the tour, just from a strategic perspective, is poised to see this thing, you know, this event particularly grow. You know, we have experience doing match play events. We love the way, and the tour loves the way that our back nine in particular sets up for risk reward type opportunities. And obviously we have great areas to stage venues that will allow fans to kind of witness the drama unfold in those later holes. So again, it just seemed like a wonderful match for us. No pun intended with match play, but it was just, and you know, our goal here is unambiguous, right? We want to host the best, you know, record-breaking President's Cup in history. You know, and then when you look at the clubs or courses that are in line to host this, I mean, if you go Royal Melbourne and the Quail Hollow, a major championship venue out east, and then Royal Montreal. That's some great, great, great venues and great company for us to be.
Michael, in closing, is there anything you think people should know either about your prospective renovation project or the President's Cup that we haven't covered?
Look, I would just say that we're extremely excited about this from a club perspective because it adds to our history and our legacy. We'll be the only club on the planet to have the portfolio of events. If you consider, you know, major championships like U.S. Opens, PGAs, a Ryder Cup, tour championship events like the BMW, now adding this. So it's a unique portfolio and something I think our members will be proud of. But more than that, we're excited for what this means to the Chicagoland region and bringing an event like this to Chicago. You know, we had tremendous support from DuPage County and from the city of Chicago through the Chicago Sports Commission. They were a part of our delegation. They met with the tour leadership and really played a very key role in terms of demonstrating how important events like this are to our economy, to our population. You know, we have 1 million golfers in the Chicago area. And that was a big part of it as well. I view this as a win for the region. It's going to be a tremendous international event, spectacle that we're going to be working very hard to make sure is promoted and marketed and then, you know, be a stunning success in 2026.